I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What number are you putting Sebastian Santa? You have
He's
to answer
under
that right
Marvel.
Now. And I don't agree with that
He's
at all. He was not
What
Amanda.
Do you want me to do?
He was a free agent.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to give him what he deserves. Are you joking me? We stood out in the cold for this man?
That's like me saying One Direction is under boy band.
No, it's like saying Harry Styles is under One Direction, which it is.
And I would never do that because
Harry Styles. So where's Harry Styles on your list then? Where's Harry Styles on your list then? He's not here.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Fangirl Central, the podcast.
That's right. This is the podcast where we talk about how being a fangirl is central to your identity. Mm-hmm. We just came up with that tagline today, and I think that it really just wraps it all up.
No, it was genius because Fangirl Central is a place, but it's also a concept and also a descriptor of what fangirl is, which means it's central.
How it's psychologically affected you and your homegirls. So today, we're going to attempt to rank all of our fandoms.
We came up with this idea without thinking of the consequences of this idea. But yes, we are going to rank our separate fandoms, our separate huge fandoms.
I have all of mine like written out here, and I really just don't think that this is possible. Some of these are, it's like, okay, whatever, like that's not going to be a top thing. But if
I'm honest, when I glance over yours, I'm seeing just kind of things that you were interested in, which yeah, is a fandom, and I understand that. But
what do you mean? I was obsessed with everything on this list.
I know you were.
I was like upsettingly obsessed on this list.
I know, but like for instance, this one here.
What?
Like, Naked Brothers Band. When I was listing my fandom, I was like, which one of these did I take community in? Like, did I like actively participate? Like, okay. I paid my dues actively.
But that's not that's not everything that fandom is. Because
I know that.
You can be a fan girl of something and choose not to participate in the community because the community can be toxic.
Yes, and I agree with that. But even so, you participate a little bit in the section of the community that like.
Okay, well, I'll raise you this. What about the community of your own sister?
Oh,
what about that?
It's just the
TikTok sound. Amber,
no, honestly,
like,
that's a good
literally
point.
We went hog. Don't even talk to me about this because we would get up on the couch stomping about Naked Brothers Band.
That's a
we
good
have
point.
Them all on DVD. Like,
no, we
are
do.
You kidding me?
No, I understand. I understand that it's a fandom.
Also, half of being a fan is being ashamed of how much you love something.
Okay, and I understand.
Like,
I understand. I don't know. I just like. I think really honestly, it was coming from a place of insecurity because my list is shorter, and that's just because I didn't have time to extend mine and really think about the years.
To give you a thought about like what's on here.
Yeah, because we just said Naked Brothers Band and Josh Hutcherson, and people are probably like, "What are y'all talking about?"
Oh, well, first we need to get first some ground rules. These are fandoms ranked for length of time and intensity of the hyperfixation.
This is so hard.
It's going to be difficult. Just get over it. Disclaimer, We know that a lot of these are about to be very, very white. But if you didn't listen to the first episode, we already explained that we grew up at a predominantly white school in the South. This is how we saw ourselves when there weren't very many nuanced depictions of Black, queer, femme people in the media. So we tried and find ourselves anywhere we could.
Grasping
in the dark. We did have things like that, or even in the Cheetah Girls, but
We did our best with what we were given and with what our brains did the best knew. We
with our children. Sensibilities. It's just something about how when you come into your own as a Black woman or a queer person mm-hmm. or all of the above, you do that as you age. And also as you age, you become less parasocial. So mm-hmm. that's why some of the intensities of like, I love Janelle Monáe, but I'm not going to like hunt her down.
Or like have every... or like have every single poster that has ever been printed on your wall or anything.
Right.
Like I feel like we knew we figured out how to make it neat and clean with the paraphernalia.
There's just a certain like the sickening feeling I felt about Sebastian Stan. I'm not gonna feel that about any man ever again in my life. You know what I mean?
I wanna go ahead and expose myself early in the podcast and say that the way I behaved over Tom Holland in 2017, I fully recognize I was too old to be doing so. I knew better and I did. And I rung myself back in. Amanda, back me up. I rung myself back in.
She unfollowed him.
I unfollowed him and I said, Amber, you don't know this man. You do not know this man. And you need to calm down.
And
I'm healthy and happy today.
And that's going to be
for him and Zendaya.
We need to talk about on a different podcast episode, like how we disentangled ourselves from those mm-hmm. parasocial relationships.
Right.
Like what being a fangirl is like versus when you were a child versus an adult.
Yes.
We're not doing that right now.
We're not doing that right now. But I do want to say, because even with a fandom that we were really like kind of like intensely obsessed with, even now I can see myself being in the same vicinity as some of these people and having it fully together. I am calm and collected. I'm a human. So of course, after we go home, I'm gonna scream about it. But I am calm, collected, and I'm having a conversation with one of my idols, like some of my idols. I can do it. I know I can do it. Back me up.
Yes, we have done it before and we can do it again. And also we are artistes in our own right.
We are.
I'm just now realizing that looking around, we do a little bit wild. But
that is why we have this Fangirl Central, to show you that there's duality. This is a complex space. We can be a little animated and delusional.
Look,
but we also know what we're doing, and we have studied how this has psychologically affected us. We do.
We are gonna get right into
this. Let's just get right into it. That's enough. Let's glance at this list that, sorry, listeners, you can't see. You'll find out what it is. What from this list, at first glance, do you want to give number 10? What slot?
This is by length of time
and intensity of hyperfixation, folks. And you know what? If you're listening to this podcast and you're not at work or at school or anything, go ahead and pull out a piece of paper and rank your own.
I think I have to do Glee. Glee has to be my 10th.
Okay. No, I see.
I think that Glee has to be my number 10 because it is Clayne. Mm-hmm. Kurt and Blaine together is what made me be like, once and for all, the Church of Christ is wrong.
I kind of think that Glee is a nice 10 looking at my list as well, because the other ones are too risky to put all the way back at 10. Like I do want to put the other ones closer. I would say for me, it goes 10 Glee. And then I'm going to go ahead and say for 9, Josh Hutcherson.
That's bold.
I'm going to put him at 9 for now. This is not locked in, but Josh Hutcherson, I became so incredibly obsessed with that man. He was a boy at the time. I saw him on the cover of Entertainment Weekly as Peeta for the first time. He had just dyed his hair blonde, and I hadn't seen him since Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Right.
And so it was kind of like Taylor Lautner-esque syndrome, where I hadn't seen this boy since Shark Boy, and then he was 17 as Jacob. So I hadn't seen Josh Hutcherson since he was in Journey to the Center of the Earth, but I remember I thought he was hot in. Then he was on this magazine saying that he was about to be in this next blockbuster book. Hadn't read Hunger Games at the time, but I said, you know what? I'm going to read Hunger Games. I'm going to connect with PETA before I go see this movie. Read it, loved it, and then went to Amazon, pulled up Josh Hutcherson's IMDb page, added every single DVD I could find on Amazon into the cart. I said, Mother, do I have your blessing? Do I have your blessing? She said, oh.
How much did it cost? Like $180?
I cannot even begin to think. I think we ended up renting some from Blockbuster because it was around that era. But she said, if you must bless our mother's heart. And we
honestly,
it.
Like,
and I watched every single one. It ended up being 14 DVDs.
This is 2012. I watched most of them with you, but there were some that I was just like, firefighter. What was fire dog?
Firehouse dog. I mean, and then it was that era also where he was in a bunch of movies that were like not being released in theaters. And I was like, what's going on? And he also didn't have that many interviews. He was one of the celebrities that I was deprived of like real social media presence because he was one of those ones who didn't have it. And I was like, but I want to know everything about you. Come out.
I know. It's just not right.
It's so frustrating. But I respect him. And so I'm going to put him at 9 for now.
Okay.
For now.
I'm going to bold. I think. Oh, God. Okay. 10 was Glee.
For those who can't see, Amanda said, I'm going to bold and then highlighted something and then pressed underline. And then did not fix it.
I just feel like there are certain things standing out to me that are things that I was I was obsessed with, but I cannot put them in here. Like, I literally cannot put Naked Brothers Band on here with what are you doing? Get
I just
away.
Wanted to see what she was doing.
I cannot in good faith.
You can't? Amanda, you can't do that. Amanda.
What are you talking about?
You underlined Invader Zim.
Yes.
You went to 2 Invader Cons. You have to put that in your top 10.
I'm underlining what is putting in my top 10.
Oh. Oh my God. We're sisters, everyone. Blood related. Born and raised.
I have to say that some of the honor... Like, I'm not putting Naked Brothers Band on my list. Like, I'm sorry, but the Naked Brothers Band's not going on the list.
That's what I was saying before.
Okay.
At the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
But I understand.
But these are all the fandoms that I was obsessed with. Like,
But see, you have this white man mini sessions, and I didn't have enough time to think about this, but I want to go ahead and do an honorable mention for this while you're doing this. Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield. I have written Andrew Garfield a letter about honesty and decency and trust and love and companionship. Because honestly, when I saw Spider-Man No Way Home and Andrew Garfield, spoiler alert, is in it, I shrieked. I am not exaggerating. I shrieked in the theater.
I was sitting next to her. So Amber did not think he was going to be in it. And
because why didn't I think he was going to be in it? Because what?
He said he wasn't going to be in it.
I knew
he was lying.
And he's a liar. And so I wrote him a letter about honesty.
I knew he was lying. Stop.
That man. And then I had to go home to my mother because I lived with my mother at the time and couldn't give her a spoiler. So she said, how was the movie? And I literally screamed in her face and I walked upstairs. I said, that's how it was. What do you got?
I have 13.
Okay, let me. Well, you haven't even said what your 9 is. Say what your 9 is.
I'm not. I have 13.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say this. I don't know. I don't want to go to 8 or 7. I want to hop on into 6 and say I'm gonna put Spider-Man at 6. That includes the Spider-Man cartoon on the ride at Universal Studios Orlando. That includes whoever is in the Spider-Man costume at Universal Hollywood or Orlando. Oh, he's not at Hollywood. That includes Tom Holland, and Andrew Garfield. Tobey Maguire is great people. I think he's great people. I am not sexually attracted to Tobey Maguire.
I have to kick Glee off my list. I'm kicking Glee off my list and I'm replacing it with Tim Burton. Okay. I have to replace Tim Burton. Tim Burton is my 10th because he made me love filmmaking. Mm. And I did watch Nightmare Before Christmas every day of September. I love Sweeney Todd, and I have all of his movies on DVD.
Okay.
But, like, I was never, like, there was no... There was no sexual element of this.
Oh, right.
Like, I was not... I feel like I have
not
to...
Sexually attracted
I was
to Tim
not
Burton.
Crazy obsessed with him. Like, I wasn't... Like, as a man, and I want to leave it at that.
We'll get more into Tim Burton on another ep.
Nine. I have to slot in nine. This is so... This is impossible. It's still 11. I have to take this one off.
Amanda's removing Invader Zim, which I 100% disagree with because Amanda dragged our family to two Invader cons.
It's an honorable mention again, okay? Glee and Invader Zim are around the same bit, okay? It's an honorable mention. I did go to two Invader cons, and that was the first comic convention I ever went to, fandom convention. I dragged my parents with me to see it in Atlanta on the same trip that I took them to see In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda,
In the Heights.
Which is also an honorable mention that is not on this list for some reason, but I am obsessed with In the Heights.
I'll say honorable mention In the Heights and Hamilton even, sorry.
So honorable mention Invader Zim and the true number nine, number nine out of this. Fuck, it's impossible. Like, it's impossible to, like, rank them because I feel like they're all on the same level for different reasons.
You didn't embolden this one.
He is an underset of that. I'm cheating.
I don't agree. I think that the problem with this ranking is we didn't talk through the rules of this because I'm looking at what Amanda's doing over here and I'm like, if this is the case... Then I don't even know what type of spectrum we're doing this on.
It's length of time and intensity of the hyperfixation. So Invader Zim was like short for me and it's what I go back to. Like I still have them on DVD and I will watch them when I'm depressed. Just like I'll watch Howl's Moving Castle when I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. And I love Studio Ghibli movies, but again, no sexual element there.
Right. Right.
And when I say sexual element, I mean... That how sickeningly I was attracted to Sebastian Stan.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
It's like, I love...
So what number are you putting Sebastian Stan at? You have
He's
to answer that right
He's under Marvel.
Now. And I don't agree with that
He's
at all.
He's under Marvel.
I don't agree with that at all. Because he was not under Marvel. He was not...
What do you want me to do?
He was a free agent.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to give him what he deserves. He was a free agent for you.
Then I have to kick somebody else off.
Kick him out because they don't deserve it more than Sebastian Stan is on your list. Are you joking me? We stood out in the cold for this man?
He's under Marvel. He's under Marvel. He's under Marvel because of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
This is bullshit. I'm calling BS.
Well, it's not your list.
Whatever. That's like me saying One Direction is under boy band.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's like saying Harry Styles is under One Direction, which it is.
And I would never do that because Harry Styles.
So where's Harry Styles on your list then? Where's Harry Styles on your list then? He's not here?
No. Wait a second.
He's not here.
First of all, wait a second. Pause. Because no, it isn't saying like One Direction is under Harry Styles.
No, I mean, Harry Styles is. Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it isn't because he is literally in One Direction. And
Sebastian Stan is literally in Marvel.
Marvel has like 40 plus movies.
Exactly.
And they really broadcast One Direction is five people.
Exactly.
So this is cheating.
We're going back and we're saying that number nine for me is Teen Wolf because it was very intense hyperfixation. We met the cast of Teen Wolf at the very first San Diego Comic-Con we went to.
Oh.
We do have the video. Dylan O'Brien. I complimented Dylan O'Brien on his performance in The Internship.
Stop.
And I asked Daniel Sharman to hug me.
Mm.
And he did. But... We did not meet the Teen Wolf. We did not meet Tyler Posey.
We didn't meet Tyler Posey that night. But I want to say something. Watching The Internship with Dylan O'Brien in theaters, no, he's not the star. It's Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. But watching Dylan O'Brien in theaters was one of the greatest experiences that I've been gifted. I am so glad that we got to see that. I'm so glad that we got to see that movie in theaters because... It was special.
So it's Tim Burton and then Teen Wolf for me.
Okay.
What's nine for you?
I skipped nine, huh? No.
What was it?
No, I said nine. It's Josh Hutcherson.
Josh Hutcherson.
It goes, for me, we're at Glee. I'm going to keep it Glee. And then we go Josh Hutcherson. And then for eight, I'm going to go ahead. This might change.
I'm going to put Justin Bieber at 8.
That's really bold because you were obsessed with him.
But only for...
He's not even on my list, and I was really obsessed with him too, but not in the way that you were.
No. I was obsessed with him for 9 months out of and a his year. His favorite color is purple.
Famously.
That's not why my favorite color is purple.
But so many people accused you of it.
And so many people accused me of
the
it.
The accusations are coming out.
No. False accusations. False accusations. Yes, because I liked purple around the same time that Justin liked purple. But...
Okay.
I just genuinely thought it was a pretty color. I was like, you know what? He got a point. Like, he has a point. It's a really pretty color.
So you're putting Justin at Bieber at 8.
I'm putting Justin Bieber at 8 because he will always have a place in my heart. And he is just human. I know that he's done some things, whatever. But he will have a place in my heart. His name is written on my heart forever and ever and ever. When I listen to My World 2.0, it brings me a euphoric amount of joy. Like, I have never felt anything like it.
It was joyous. It was a joyous time when he was popping and locking with Usher.
Yeah, and he was loving that heart, singing, "You Smile." That should be me up. All of the songs. Okay. Overboard. Let's move on. Maybe I should put him in something.
Number
earlier.
8 for me
is
One Direction. Number 8 for me.
Okay, I understand. I understand how that's that for you, but that just is like a kind of a jump scare.
It
for me to
beat
hear.
Out everybody else, okay? It beat out so many things on here. We're talking
that's
where
true.
It beat out Percy Jackson. They beat out, there's some honorable mentions. I cannot put Five Sauce on this because they are my favorite band. However, I don't know. We have some beef in the middle years of Five. And
yeah.
We're all the same age. Your late teens and early 20s mm-hmm. are difficult, mm-hmm. and sometimes you have to be a bitch to your friends and family, and they were doing that, but just on a greater scale, mm-hmm. and they were going through some shit, and I was like, I'm unfollowing all of them, and I'm not paying attention to them, and whatever, mm-hmm. and then they had a comeback, and so that's what bumped them off my list, although 3 of their albums made my top 10 listen to last year in 2022, and one of them was their very first album, self-titled, in 2014. So what does that say about me? Their honorable mention.
Okay. Did you say you're 8? You're
8? It's One Direction.
Okay. Can I just expose my number 1? Are there rules?
Don't.
I know what my number 1 is.
We don't.
Fine.
7.
7. 7 is gonna go to... Wait, what did I say 6 was?
Girl.
Wait, let's get back on track.
Why did 9, you say 6?
Because I wanted to go ahead and put it in the middle. Spider-Man. 6. I'm going to go ahead and put the CW DC series, The Arrow and The Flash, at number 7. They are together because they had a bunch of motherfucking crossover episodes. Those shows are really cheesy. They had a couple too many seasons. Started trying to lose the plot, as some TV shows do.
Yes. I didn't watch them.
But I did go to the panels for them at Comic-Con. I slept outside for them. So for that, I'm going to go ahead and go put them on the list as 7. Amanda's breaking the mic. Breaking the mic.
Okay, so you put what? 7. I was listening.
7. But I want to... And 6 is Spider-Man, just as a reminder.
Okay, so I'll do my 7 and 6 then.
Yeah. So excited to get to top 5.
Oh, that's, my it's all gonna make God. Sense now. I was so crazy. I was
while
so,
you're... I went insane. No. While I you're looking at this, I want to say that an honorable mention for me is Disney Channel. I'm not going to put it on my list, but obviously Disney Channel was everything to me. I'm not putting it on my list. It was just kind of there. It was
that
like...
That is
I,
so...
It's not what... Shush. It's not as... I didn't know anything different than it. It was just kind of like water. It's like drinking water. I was like, right, it's just what's needed.
Okay, you could argue that that's like the biggest deal in the world.
but I am not as...
anyway, right. Moving on past that. Number 7 for me is The Social Network, the movie. And this is...
I can't with this, please.
If you were on Tumblr between the years 2010 and 2012, you know what I'm talking about. I have seen The Social Network like hundreds of times. Like I'm not even, that's not even an exaggeration, because I had it on DVD and I would watch it, and then I would watch the behind the scenes documentary, and then I would watch it again, and then I would go on Tumblr and be insane about Jesse Eisenberg and Andrew Garfield. I mean,
I was there. I'm sorry. I'm
speechless about it, because we have to know this history.
No,
it was my favorite movie for like 10 years.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Another honorable mention, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
I've seen that movie hundreds and hundreds of times. Upon hundreds.
Here I go again.
So, Social Network was 7 for me, which means.
Yeah, what's 6?
That 6.
I'm really interested in this.
6 has got to be Doctor Who. And it's going to inch out.
I want to fight you. About this Sebastian Stan thing still.
Amber.
Sorry.
You have to shut up.
Okay.
Okay? Because he's just a man. There's a lot of white men on here
with. No. Not like you were obsessed with Sebastian Stan, though.
Are you going to put Harry Styles on your top 10? Separate from One Direction?
That is a completely different thing.
It's not.
I mean, because I was obsessed with Harry as much as I was obsessed with all 5 of those people, you were whatever.
I was as obsessed with other things that I did not talk to you about because it was like gay fan fiction.
Bring
in the Marvel Universe.
What?
Like Peter Parker and Wade Wilson, like X-Men First Class, which is just one movie.
Okay, but Amanda. Okay, listen. What's so your 6?
Wait, I already said my 6 is Doctor Who.
Okay.
And who's seen Doctor Who? They can't respond. show of hands.
Everybody,
show of hands. Who's seen Doctor Who? It's so many seasons, but my favorite, because I know you're asking, is David Tennant and Rose Tyler. Those are the I have a 10x Rose playlist.
And a David Tennant Carper cutout.
I also have a Steve X Bucky playlist. I also have a Peter Parker X Wade Wilson playlist, but that's for later.
Oh, I have to mention, I do have a cardboard cutout of both Josh Hutcherson and Justin Bieber, which are on this list.
Yeah, which, good on you.
Yeah. Okay, so for my
5.
Ooh. Okay, everyone. We've gotten to the top 5.
Tell me about it.
So, before I do my top 5, I want to say honorable mention, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, is a show for children. It is marketed towards children to learn about how friendship is magic and the power of friendship can overcome anything, even
darkness.
Even, you know, dark mares, evil unicorns, spirits, and zebras with spells. But
what?
I'm just
there's zebras in yeah, there's a little My zebra, Little Pony,
but she's not evil. She was she's not evil. They wrongly judged her. She's a great person.
Well, honorable mention when we were accidentally at a My Little Pony panel at Comic Con because of Invader Zim, and there was a musical episode, and it was Rachel Bloom singing about how like they all need to like
sing.
It was about and how be it was, themselves.
It was the episode where they like don't sing and or, like they don't speak,
and we sobbed in the comic convention room.
Honorable mention to My Little Pony because it's such a cute show. It's a really cohesive storyline. There are literally 9 seasons. I watched every single one. I think it's still
and
on
the
Hulu.
Movie's pretty good
and
too.
The movie is so cute, and I cried in the movie too on Netflix. Okay, truth be told, can't even get my top 5 in a line.
We're gonna attempt to do it next time. This is a part one. We're gonna wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to give ourselves some homework.
And for homework, we're going to do the top 5 next time. I promise we will get this tight together and you will understand the reasons.
Yes. And I urge Amanda on this hiatus to think about...
Don't say Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan.
We can't talk about this anymore. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, we have been Fangirl Central.
We have been Fangirl Central.
Follow us on @fangirl.central on Instagram. Keep an eye out for when we do Disney Vortex next.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for when we do the Fangirl Central variety show next.
We have a lot in store for you.
And as always,
keep it chaotic. Keep it chaotic.
Keep it chaotic.
Keep
fun
it wholesome.
And fresh. And keep being a Fangirl Central to your identity.
Be proud.
That's right.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.